Good morning, and here's the news. Attorney General Gwen Taulilankele has clarified that her office has not discontinued issuance of certificates of identity. A post circulating on social media, which was not an official notice from the Department of Legal Affairs, said that the AG's office would stop issuing CIs on September 30th. The AG explained that their office will continue issuing certificates of identity, but only for emergency situations, that is, for medical emergencies, and if a passport has been applied for but has not arrived in time for travel. She said CIs that were issued earlier and have not expired can still be used for travel between here and Hawaii, but after those expire, persons must have passports because their office will not issue any more CIs unless for the two emergency situations mentioned. Taulilankele said, since the Real ID became effective on May 7th, their office has limited the issuance of certificates of identity for travel with the intention of having people obtain passports and Real IDs. She encouraged people to apply and obtain their passports and Real IDs. The AG pointed out that for now, CIs that have already been issued can be used for travel between here and Hawaii, but CIs are not accepted for travel between Hawaii and the mainland. So her advice for U.S. nationals is to have a passport. The AG said Samoa is still accepting travelers using American Samoa CIs. Governor Pulalii Nikolaopula says he signed the fiscal year 2026 budget bill not out of convenience, but out of commitment to the well-being of our workforce and the stability of our homeland. In an official statement on his action on the budget bill, the governor said this decision is not for ourselves, but for the 5,500 employees of the American Samoa government and their families who rely on the stability of government operations. He said the budget approval ensures our government will continue to function, that paychecks will be delivered, and the families will be supported, adding, at the end of the day, my responsibility is to the people of American Samoa. The governor said he plans to allocate an amount of $519,000 by which revenues exceeded expenditures in furtherance of his constitutional authority over appointments, administration and supervision of executive officers and personnel as provided under Article 4, Section 7 of the revised Constitution of American Samoa. While I have approved this budget with my constitutional authority, I do so mindful that the decisions we make will affect thousands of lives. The Lieutenant Governor and I have observed the federal government enter a shutdown and we're determined to find a way to limit the crisis here in our homeland. The Governor's statement provides a summary of the executive budget proposal alongside the legislative budget that was approved for full transparency. The fiscal year 2026 budget summary shows a slight overall reduction of $7.8 million from the executive's proposal of $815.4 million to the legislators' approved $807.6 million. KHJ News points out that the $815.4 million that stated is the original amount contained in the executive summary of the fiscal year 2026 budget. However, after the budget office made changes to the budgets of some departments which had errors, the figure was reduced. Also, the final budget bill that the governor signed lists the total at $808,074,113. 17 of the 21 members of the House of Representatives have introduced a bill eliminating the requirement in the law that two members of the American Samoa Power Authority Board of Directors be from off-island. According to the bill, whose lead sponsor is Representative Malaotalu Melisiogur, there's a sufficient number of people in American Samoa with the experience and talent to oversee ASPA. The statute currently states that at least two directors of the five-member board be experienced in the management of electric utilities, at least one shall have a financial background, and at least one shall have a legal background, and no fewer than two directors shall be from outside American Samoa. The proposed legislation states that the five board members be residents of American Samoa, and the language requiring that at least two directors be from outside of the territory is removed. Also removed is the provision that travel, lodging, and meal expenses for outside directors be paid by ASPA. The Department of Health reports that as of September 29th, there were 212 confirmed dengue fever cases. That's an increase of 40 new cases from the last count. Eight patients with dengue fever are currently admitted in the hospital. DOH says to date there have not been any critical cases. Teams are continuing spraying to control the spread of mosquitoes, but DOH asks families to do their part in cleaning their surroundings and getting rid of mosquito breeding places. Dengue is spread by mosquitoes and symptoms include a fever, headache, sore eyes, muscle and joint pain, nausea and rash. If you are experiencing symptoms, visit a community health center for help. The Department of Legal Affairs advises that the Immigration and Travel offices currently located in the Executive Office Building in Otulei will be temporarily closed due to relocation. Today, October 2nd, offices will close at 12 noon, and on Friday, October 3rd, offices will be closed for the entire day. They will reopen for regular business on Monday, October 6th at their new locations. Immigration will be at the Department of Youth and Women Affairs Diwa Building in Pangopango, and the travel will be at GHC Reed Building Whangatongo ground floor. The Department of Legal Affairs offers apologies for the inconvenience. For any urgent matters, call 633-4163 or email travel@la.as.gov. And that's the news.